We're good to go? Yeah. Pick that up? Okay.
Lovely. All right, just to start off, how did your interest in baseball start?
As a small boy? Is that what?
Yeah, like just from the beginning.
I grew up in, was born in Milwaukee, and my father had an intense interest in baseball. So baseball was something that we were always involved in, whether it was playing catch or going to a ball game. Back then, the Milwaukee had the Braves. I can remember going to a Braves game and seeing Hank Aaron play. So that would have been in like 1964, something like that, 63, 64. So right after they'd won the World Series. So I would say that was always pretty exciting. And then we moved to, our family moved to Middleton on the west side of Madison. And in the early 60s also. And as I was growing up, there was not a baseball program there. So my dad started a youth baseball program. He was one of the 8 or 9 people that started a program there. So we were always involved in baseball there and played ball at the high school level. And I went on and played baseball in college at lacrosse, at UW lacrosse. And got to play on some pretty good teams. Played with 4 guys that went on to play Major League Baseball. Yeah. Got my degree in Parks and Rec and ended up staying pretty involved in sports, and many of those teammates that I had in college are still involved in baseball and sports in some way, as either a coach or an announcer. I guess the most famous player teammate that I ever had was Jerry Augustine, who played for the Brewers and is now a commentator for the Brewers. But we played together in 1974. Actually played together in Carson Park, but against an Eau Claire team. And then there's Tom Clawitter is another guy that I played with at lacrosse, and he went on to pitch for the Twins. Not for very long, and then there were a couple other guys that played in played minor league ball. I have a number of teammates who are still high school coaches, college coaches around the country. So I guess I've always had a strong interest in baseball. It's because of my dad, the places that we've lived. We've always had access to baseball. It's always been an opportunity for me, and I've always appreciated that. It's been a great activity to be involved in. And as I continue on in my career, part of my job is to make sure that kids the communities where I've worked have had an opportunity. They had that same opportunity to play the game that I had. So part of what I try to do is make sure that young people have at least as many opportunities as I had to play the game.
So what led you to work in Park and Rec versus like another field, such as like announcing or going on to play further?
Well, going on to play further was not my choice. That was the fact that I couldn't hit a curveball. That took care of it right there. So that wasn't a decision that I made to not play any further than college. Why did I get into Parks and Rec? I guess when I first started school, it just appeared to me to be something that I always admired, those people that worked in the field that were able to provide opportunities for people. And this is, of course, back in the 70s when the Vietnam War had just ended, and there was a social consciousness out there to try to provide for those people that don't have a lot of things. And I always felt that Parks and Rec was a way to help people who didn't have a lot. I guess I chose that route. It seemed like public service was a noble profession to get into, and I liked the sports. Back then, there really wasn't, a sports journalist, wasn't very common. You know, not like, I mean, there was only one or two TV stations. You know, there was only one, you know, two newspapers in Madison at the time, and, you know, maybe a sports writer or two on each. There weren't that many. You know, it didn't seem like a really exploding field. So it shows you how wrong I was there. You know, now you obviously can go on TV and get dozens of stations and ball games, and there's just an intense demand for sports journalists and commentators and those kind of things. But I think the bottom line is...